Welcome to Intimate with Asti. I'm your host and women's empowerment coach, Asti Marie. If you're ready to know who you are and love who you are, if you're ready to get clear on what you want, and more importantly, make it fucking happen, if you're ready to call in the type of sex, relationships, and pleasure-filled and uncapped life that turns you on, look no further. I've got you. Ready for another episode? Let's dive in. Hello, my loves. I am back. I took a couple of unannounced weeks off to go to New Zealand, had my sister's wedding, spent some time with family. It was fun. It was good. It was all the things, but I'm so excited to be back. I have so much to say and so much to share. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of episodes. I have had that many conversations with women over the last couple of days. I've been speaking to friends, I've been speaking to strangers, even I've been speaking to some of you in my DMs and obviously my clients, all on your sex, love, and dating experiences. And it's so interesting to me. I would say the high majority of women are done. They're fed up with men. They're complaining that men don't know what they're doing, that there's no good men left. They feel like they're resenting men. They're just like exhausted and completely over it. And it's really meh and depressing. Yet on the other hand, there are a smaller percentage of women who are feeling excited and lit up and turned on by their love lives, and they're feeling fulfilled and content and just basking in all the yumminess that men are offering them. And so what I want to look at in this episode and coming episodes is, what are these women doing differently? Why are women having such completely opposite, polar opposite experiences when it comes to dating, and how to become that woman who is in love with her love life? So I was actually catching up with a friend yesterday and we went for a walk and it was fun. We're like sharing all of our stories, and honestly, the whole time we're just like, oh, like, I love this for us, like telling out other stories. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he said that. Oh my gosh, what? Like, these type of men exist? Like, just all of the yum. And we were talking about it. I'm like, it's so interesting because everything that we're sharing is just like so expansive and so delicious. We're like, how are there women out there who are not receiving this, right? And so what I want to say, and this always hurts, it's always a hard pill to swallow, is that your love life, your experiences when it comes to sex and dating, it's all a reflection of you. Your outer reality is a reflection of your inner world. The type of men that you are choosing to entertain, right? That's the key. It's not the type of men that you're attracting, it's the type of men that you are choosing to entertain is a reflection of how worthy you believe you are and what you believe you are deserving of. Now, I know this is a hard pill to swallow, but the reason I'm so black and white when it comes to this stuff is that I know this isn't what you want to hear, right? And when you go speak to your girlfriends and you complain about that guy and how he didn't message you back and how he's being disrespectful and all of the things, your friend will go, oh, babe, it's okay. He's probably just busy with work, or like, you're amazing. It's all him. It's not you. That's what your friends are going to tell you. That's what, also what you want to hear, because it's easier for you to say, it's all him. It's not me. And let me tell you, if you're one of these women who believe that your bad dating experiences are all a reflection of the work that men need to do, this is a huge red flag on your part. You can wait and wait and wait until the end of time for men to change, but that's you giving your power away. Your power lays in you taking a look at yourself and your part in it all, right? Where are you choosing to settle? Where do you need to raise the bar? Because the thing is, yeah, maybe men are meeting you with bare minimum efforts, but you're the one that sets the bar. You're the one that set the bar there. And so that's the number one. The difference between women who are getting what they want and the women who are not is that they are taking radical self-responsibility, right? They're not pushing the blame. They are taking personal accountability for what they need to work on and work through in order to be met where they want to be met. So I'm not going to get too much into that today. What I want to talk about is calling in a conscious masculine man. I put up a few question boxes this week, and the number one thing I always get asked is, how do I call in a conscious masculine man? The thing is, so many women, 6 months to a year down the track, will begin to get frustrated and resent him and get annoyed that he's not leading, that he's not being assertive, that he's not being the masculine man that they want. But the truth is, there are always signs within the first few dates whether he is going to be this man for you or not. And if you are able to pick up these signs in the first few dates, it's going to save you a whole lot of time, right? You can't date someone for a year or longer and then begin trying to change them or groom them into being the man that you want. Then it turns the tables. It turns into that dynamic where you're beginning to mother him. It's different if this is something that he wants and that he's actively working on. But if you're trying to inspire him to be something that he doesn't want to be, it's going to fail 100% of the time. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you some of the things to look out for in those first few dates so that you don't become one of these women who's later trying to change him. The thing is, so many women are falling for potential. They're not seeing the red flags. They're not picking up on the signs because they're stuck in this mentality of like, oh, I hope he likes me, like pick me energy, right? Once you move from that and you can date from a place of, hold on, do I really like this guy? That's when everything changes. The other thing I want you to know is that women who are in love with their love lives and having all these amazing experiences, myself and my friend yesterday on this walk, the thing that I feel like the personal development world paints this picture, and many love coaches paint this picture, like once you do the work and you do the inner healing, you're only going to attract this type of man. The truth is, men are attracted to you full stop, right? It's more about what you are choosing to entertain. So it's not to say that women who are in love with their love lives are only having amazing experiences. It's that when they are met below the bar, they choose to walk away. Women who are in love with their love lives have this ruthless sense of self-worth and self-love. So a man's not meeting them where they want to be met. There's no like settling. There's no lowering the bar to meet him there. It's just like, no, I don't have time for this. And instead of walking away thinking about what they're losing, they walk away knowing that they're gaining this whole new level of self-respect. There's also not this fear of like, oh, if I leave him, I don't know if I'll meet someone else. I do really like him. Maybe there's no one else out there for me. Because actually a woman who knows her worth would rather be by herself, right? She'd rather be by herself because she knows what she brings to the table. She's confident, she's secure, she's worthy within herself. She doesn't need a man to validate her. So that space in between is fine. She can walk away into this new level of self-worth with, this is the other key, a deep sense of trust in knowing that in leaving that man that doesn't serve her, she will create space for and welcome in a man that does. So what I want to share is that, like, myself and my friend, when we went on this walk, yes, we're sharing all of the yummy experiences that we're having, but it's not to say that every single date has been like 10 out of 10, 5-star. We've still had situations and things happen where we're like, ugh, ick, like men giving us the ick, like, no, I don't have time for this. The only difference between us and the women who aren't satisfied in their love lives is that we walk away, we put an end to it. So I was sharing, actually my friend and I were both sharing kind of like similar things that happened to us where we would set boundaries around like sex, like basically men coming on too strong at the beginning, like making it really sexual early on and then not getting the hint or not respecting the boundary when you say you're not comfortable with that. And then like, to me, this is like an immediate like no. Not just because you're not respecting me, you're not making me feel safe, and I'll get into this further on in the episode, but also then they turn into this like whiny, like It's like they're begging for it, which is like, there's just nothing attractive about that. So the thing is, women who are in love with their love lives, it's not that they're not meeting these bare minimum men, they're just choosing not to entertain them. So my friend and I had these conversations like, ick, yuck, gross, this guy did this. And the thing is, these guys are no longer in the picture. What I find interesting is that in all these conversations that I've been having with women over the last couple of days, I've heard so many stories where they're like complaining about men, so bare minimum, like giving me the ick, like just complaint after complaint after complaint. But the stories, I was going to say often, the stories with these women always go something along the lines of this. Oh, I can't believe it. Like I told him I didn't want to have sex with him. And then he was like, he wouldn't really listen. And he kept like forcing himself onto me. And then after we had sex, I'm like, wait, why was there and then? Like, why did this keep going? I'm so confused. Or someone was telling me, I can't even remember. Like I said, like I've just heard so many stories over the last couple of days. But someone was telling me that this guy, it was like a really like ick sexual experience where I'm like, okay, gross, yuck, whatever, should have ended there. But then she was like, and then he asked me to walk him to the train station because he didn't have money for an Uber. So I walked him to the train station. I'm like, wait, after that experience, why are you walking this man anywhere? Like that should have been like the red flag, done, dusted, boy, bye, right? And anyway, what kind of man asks a girl to walk him back to the train station? Like, no. Then she would have been walking back home by herself. Like, that's just no. So this is the thing. This is the picture I'm trying to paint. And this is what I want you to understand. It's not about the men that you are calling in, because men are attracted to you, full stop. It's about the men that you are choosing to entertain. The men that you have in your life and the experiences that you're having when it comes to sex and dating is a reflection of your self-worth and therefore your boundaries. And like I said, I'm not here to be that friend that goes, oh babe, like you're amazing, you're perfect, you're wonderful, he just can't see it yet, like this is all the reflection of him. No, I'm here to speak truth. I'm here to speak cold hard truth because I want you to get results, and this is the only way that you are going to get the results that you want. Plain and simple, yes, we can blame him for his bare minimum efforts, but at the end of the day, you're the one that sets the bar, right? You're the one that's welcomed him back in. So this is something for you to look at. And I'm going to speak into this more deeply in future episodes, but today I am going to talk about some of the signs that he is a conscious masculine man. I put up a few question boxes this week or last week asking you guys what your desires are, what you want me to speak about. And the most common question is, how do I call in a conscious masculine man? So this is what we're talking about. This is like the theme for the next few episodes. But today I want to speak about the telltale signs, like how you can spot him within the first few dates. Because I speak to so many women who date a guy, they get 6 months, a year in, and then they start to resent him. They start to get frustrated that he's not masculine, that he's not assertive, that he's not leading. And the truth is, again, another hard pill to swallow is that he would have shown signs of this right at the beginning. You just chose not to see them, or you didn't see them because you were too busy going, I hope he likes me, instead of seeing him for what he was. You fell for potential. So if you're single and dating, whether it is just for fun and you want spicier stories or you're ready to meet the one, this is going to help you. It's going to save you a lot of time. It's going to save you getting to this point where you're so far down the track that you're resenting him and then also not wanting to leave because you don't want to waste your time, and then you're mothering him, right? You get to a point where you are trying to teach him and coach him and mother him into being that man that you want, because you fell for potential and you've just had the wake-up call that he's not that guy. So that is the conversation that we're going to dive into. But before we do that, I want to speak to you just briefly about the spark. So if you've followed me for a little while, you've been listening to the podcast for a while, You know all about it. The Spark is my signature love and dating program. This is for you, whether you're single and just want spicier dating stories, whether you're single and ready to meet the one, or whether you are in a relationship and ready to take that relationship to deeper levels of love and intimacy. This is everything that you need to know to heal your relationship with men. We start on the 22nd of November. Early bird, doors are open. Early bird is now on where you can save $500. Now, this is the fourth time I have run this program. I still hear from women on like a daily basis, hearing about their amazing love lives and their dating stories and their sex stories. And some of them are now in new, amazing, conscious relationships. Some of them, and I know this is also something that you don't want to hear, but some of them have ended up leaving their relationships. The truth is, if you do this work to become a better, more conscious, secure, worthy, self-loving, self-validating version of yourself, either you're going to raise the bar and inspire your partner to meet you there, or you're just going to get so sick of his shit that you end up leaving him. And to be honest, that has happened with a couple of my clients, but they are very happy and fulfilled on the other side of the grief. That is a story for another time. I won't go into that. But I'm so excited for this. We have six calls this time. It's usually five, but I've added on a bonus call. So we're covering all of the things. We're going into worthiness and self-love so that you can break patterns and raise the bar. I'm going to support you gaining clarity on what it is that you do want so you can pick up the red flags and the green flags early on in dating. We're speaking into emotional maturity so that you can overcome the fear of rejection. You can express yourself, your needs, your boundaries, and your desires with ease, which is really important because when you are fully expressed and expressing your truth, this is the only way that you're going to feel fully seen for who you are, and the only way you're ever going to feel truly loved for who you are. We then have a call on sex and pleasure, obviously diving into all things pleasure and orgasm, but also masculine and feminine polarity, which is always amazing, but it's also really important for those of you who are in long-term relationships, learning how to reignite that spark and build more sexual desire for your man. I also have Justin coming on, who, those of you who don't know Justin, he does similar work to what I do, but with men. So he comes on and talks about all of this stuff, but from the male perspective. You also have the opportunity to pick his brain and ask questions, getting inside his head and understanding what men want out of relationships, what they desire from women, all of the things. This call, I feel like Justin has been a huge permission piece for me, and I have him to thank for the way that I've been able to raise the bar on my own love life. So yeah, he's amazing. Trust me, you're going to get so much out of that. And then the bonus call to make things a little bit more spicy this round, because I know that not all of you are looking for the one and not all of you are in monogamous relationships. We are also going to be talking about open relationships and polyamory and sleeping with women and all of those yummy things. So it's going to be super juicy this round. I cannot wait. So yes, if you are ready to raise the bar in your love life, then this is for you. Also, reminder that this is where it counts, right? So many of you read my posts or you DM me and I'm speaking about self-worth and you go, oh yeah, that's true. I'll just remind myself of that next time. It's so much deeper. You can't just like think your way into your dream relationship. You have to do this work, right? And also, a lot of you are telling me like, oh, this sounds really interesting. I just feel like I'm not at the right place in my love life to be doing this yet. Like, no shit. This is why I'm telling you to do this work. This is what you need to get to that point that you want to be at. So stop making excuses for yourself. It's time to commit to yourself. I always say this, but if you want a man to commit to you, you have to commit to yourself. And it starts here. So go to the link in the show notes. This is where you can confirm your spot. Secure your spot now and you'll save $500. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. You'll hear more about the spark in the weeks to come. But let's dive into this episode. Seven ways that you can spot a conscious masculine man within the first few dates. Number one, he pursues you. So let's just say you've matched with a guy on an app. Make sure that he's meeting you 50-50 with the amount of time and energy that you're putting into messaging. I see so many women who are having these conversations where they're like asking all these questions and showing so much interest, and he's just not giving that back. Or he doesn't respond and you wait a week and then like check in with him again. Like, no, this man will meet you minimum at 50-50, right? He will match you with the energy that you're giving him. And also when it comes to pursuing you in terms of dating, he will plan the date. He will ask you out. This is a sign of a conscious masculine man. He wants to lead. He wants to pursue you. A lot of women will say, you know, it doesn't really matter. I have no problem like asking the guy out, like female empowerment, woo. But these same women 6 months down the track are going, oh, I'm so annoyed. Or like later on down the track, 5 years down the track, I'm so frustrated. Like I just want to be taken on like a date. Why doesn't he plan any dates for me? Okay, well, what was this guy like at the beginning? What was he like when you first met him? Usually this is who he always was, right? But you didn't take the opportunity to surrender and let himself prove that to you. You stepped into your masculine and you planned the day and you were pursuing him. And so that energy and that dynamic has just stayed with you during your time together. So in this, there's no reason why you can't show interest and create the invitation. If you meet a guy out, I mean, you can go up and like chat to him and flirt with him, or you can even like smile at him and wink at him and show interest. A masculine man who's confident in himself, who's also interested in you, will use his initiative to approach you and to ask you out on that date. Also on the apps, there's no reason why you can't be like, I would love to see you in person, or like, I can't wait to chat about this with you when we meet. Like little subtle hints of like, yes, I'm interested. I want to see you in real life. Leaving the ball in his court and leaving it up to him to plan the date. And that's the thing. He will arrange to see you. He will make it happen because he's pursuing you. So I think there are like quite a few men on dating apps who actually have no interest at all in pursuing women. They just need the constant validation, and they like just having like these little small chit-chat messages happening in the background to keep fulfilling that need and giving them that sense of validation. If it's been like ages and he's still not planning anything, babe, just move on to the next. There are so many men out there. So number one, he will pursue you. And to be honest, I'm really ruthless with this, to the point where if I match with a guy on an app, I won't even message him first. And then to be honest, like if I'm chatting to a guy for a little bit and then he never plans a date, no part of me is like, oh, but I really liked him. I really wanted to go on that date. I'm like, no, if he can't plan the date, then he is not a guy for me. Number two, he will offer you clarity. With a conscious masculine man, you will know exactly where you stand. And no, it's not always going to sound like him wanting a relationship or looking for something serious. Sometimes him offering clarity will be him just wanting something casual. And that's completely okay as long as he's being honest and truthful with you. And he does this because number one, he respects you. And number two, he knows that in giving you clarity, this offers you a sense of safety. As women, we need to feel safe in order to feel surrendered, and this just makes the sex better for both of us. So he gets that, right? And it's not fair to be like, oh, he's such an asshole. Like he's being so nice to me, but he doesn't want anything serious. Like, no, he's actually been a gentleman by telling you the truth and letting you know exactly where you stand. If a man tells you that he's not looking for something serious, it's not then your job to try and prove otherwise and to prove why you're going to be the best girlfriend and try and change his mind. This is his boundary. And if you want a man to respect your boundaries, you have to respect his. So it's up to you to then take this information and choose what you want to do with it. Is this something that you're okay with? Are you okay with something that's not serious? Or are you going to walk away because you know in your heart that you want more that he's able to give you? But either way, I don't think it's fair to say that a conscious masculine man will always want something serious, but he will definitely 100% of the time give you complete clarity and be completely honest with where he's at, even if it's not what you want to hear. Also, I do need to add to this because this is something that's come up a lot this week where women are like, I'm so confused. He's giving me all these mixed messages. Like, he's telling me he doesn't want a relationship. He doesn't want anything serious. But then he continues to have sex with me and be really nice to me. Like, babe, this is not mixed messages. Listen to his words. He is telling you exactly what he wants, right? He doesn't want a relationship. He's not looking for something serious. And actually, I think this is a beautiful world and reality to live in where a man might not necessarily want something serious with you, but he still treats you with respect. I know that that is the reality that I would rather live in. And then also looking at this in the opposite way, if he's saying that he wants commitment and he's only seeing you and he's ready for a relationship, but his actions aren't matching that, same thing. He's leaving you feeling confused. So this is not your man. When a conscious masculine man wants you and he wants to commit to you, you will know it and you will feel it. There will be no confusion. Okay, number three, this man, he is kind, but he's not people pleasery nice. So there's a difference here. A conscious masculine man is kind in the way that he can understand and respect your point of view, even if it is different from his. He's okay to disagree with you. The nice guy will just agree with you with whatever you say to make you feel good and so that you like him, right? He's more concerned about being liked. Now he's in the pick me energy. And I've seen this happen. It's happened to myself. It's happened to quite a few of my clients where if you have dated just complete asshole, below the bar men your whole life, when you first meet the nice guy, you'll be like, oh my gosh, like the first few months, he's just so nice. And then 6 months down the track, you're like, oh, he's really nice. Like, it goes from, it's a case of like their best quality, then becoming the worst quality. Like a man who's super nice and people pleasery, that will become the biggest ick. The conscious masculine man is kind in the way that he can disagree with you, but he respects your point of view, right? And so this is why it's actually challenging for a lot of women to meet conscious masculine men, because it's not easy when they don't always agree with you, right? And he will also call you out on your bullshit. If there's something that he sees that you could improve on or he's not happy with, he's going to call you out on it. So it's not always easy. It's not always comfortable. But that is number three. This man is kind, but he's not people pleasery nice. A conscious masculine man is assertive and decisive while still being attentive to your needs. So he can plan a fucking date. I actually remember, I think it was last year, this guy asked me out. We met in person and I canceled it, like, we didn't even end up making it to the first date because he was messaging me, we were going back and forwards. And this is still something I'm so conscious of now, where if a man asks me out, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm so down. Let me know where. And his ability to choose a place is like so sexy. If he's like, let's meet here, and gives me a time, I'm like, yes. As soon as they start going, I don't know, what do you feel like doing? I don't know, tell me what you like. It's the biggest ick. So this guy, I think it was last year, we met in person, asked me out. We were messaging back and forwards. He was like, oh, maybe we could get a drink. I don't know. What do you feel like doing? Or we could sit and watch the sunset. Or maybe we could get a drink. And he was so like umming and ahhing that I was like, I can't even do this. I'm not even interested anymore. Like, my pussy's turned into the Sahara Desert before one day. So that went nowhere. A conscious man is assertive. He trusts himself to make decisions. So he will be able to pick the place. And I know it's nice for a guy to check in and say, like, what do you feel like doing? Like, what are you into? What do you like? But there's a way that he can be attentive to your needs while still also being assertive. So he can like book the restaurant and say, hey, I thought we'd go for Italian. I was thinking this place, tell you what he wants, give you direction, and then afterwards ask, is that okay with you? Or would you like that, right? So there's a big difference between him taking action, being assertive, booking the thing, and then checking in with you rather than straight away being like, I don't know, what do you feel like? And like almost wanting you to take the lead. Also little things. This is so funny. Okay, the same friend that I went on this walk with, we were dying over this, and I totally get it because sometimes it's the most simple things that give off the biggest, like, no, just like the biggest ick. I could not stop laughing. She went out for dinner with this guy, and you know how sexy it is. Like, obviously what I'm saying, like, one of the sexy things is a man who's decisive. When you go out for dinner and you say, like, I don't mind, like, I love everything on the menu, I just want you to choose. When they feel like put on the spot and they get all nervous and like can't make a decision, I'm laughing because I've been there, and I get it. But she was saying, like, they went out for Italian, and he was like, what do you want? She's like, to be honest, all of the pasta looks good. Like, I don't mind, you choose. And then the waitress came over and he's like, like, couldn't choose which pasta to have. She's like, what is wrong with you? Like, just make a decision. So we kept like laughing, like, just pick the fucking pasta. It's not that hard. So yes, conscious masculine man, he will be able to make decisions. And honestly, like, I know it seems so small and insignificant, but it matters so much more than you realize. Because if a man isn't trusting himself to make decisions, if he doesn't trust himself, how are you ever supposed to trust him, right? If he doesn't trust himself to lead you through life, it's going to be a clear indication of how he's not going to be able to lead you through sex and to the most amazing, expansive, delicious, explosive experiences of orgasm. I totally believe that the way a man shows up in life is a reflection of the way that he is going to show up in sex. So watch out for these little signs, because yes, it's a reflection of what is to come. A conscious masculine man, he also wants to provide. So if you were on one of the first few dates and, God forbid, he asked to split the bill, if any other man asks me to split a bill, I am seriously going to implode. Yeah, this is a red flag, you guys. A conscious masculine man wants to provide. He will get the bill. And he understands that it's not about money. This is not you being a gold digger. It's not about that. It's because in him providing for you, it also provides you a sense of safety and security. This conscious masculine man knows that in providing that and paying for that meal and offering you that sense of safety and security, this is going to impact how safe and secure you feel with him always and during sex, right? Like, relating it back to sex. He understands that in him giving to you and being generous when it comes to simple things like paying the bill, he's actually going to gain so much out of that himself, right? You guys can agree, if your man is providing for you and providing that sense of safety and security, you are going to, like, be like, you want a sandwich? Yes, daddy, I'll make you a sandwich. You want me to suck your dick? I'll suck your dick. You'll be like worshiping the ground that he walks on, right? If he treats you right, he gets all of that in return. It's a win-win. So any man that's saying, oh, I don't know, in this day and age, I think we can split bills, like, he's not gonna provide for you financially. He's also not gonna provide for you sexually. A conscious masculine man understands that sex is psychological, and it's in the dynamic that you have with him outside of sex that builds the solid foundation for you to have amazing sex from, right? He just gets that. This man understands masculine and feminine polarities, and he wants to support you surrendering into your feminine and into pleasure, because he gets pleasure out of your pleasure. And if you ever get to a point where you're having to educate and teach your man about this and polarity and masculine, feminine energies, and he just doesn't get it, the more you try and teach him, the more you turn into his mother. You're trying to mother him into the man that you want him to be, and it's just going to kill the polarity even more. So don't wait until 6 months, a year, 5 years down the track to try and change him. Just pick the conscious masculine man to begin with. It's going to make things a lot easier. The conscious masculine man, he will allow you to feel safe because he will respect your boundaries. But he's also going to, I don't know if test is the right word, but I'm going to use test because I don't know what other word to use. He's going to test your boundaries to see where you're at, to feel into what you're comfortable with, but he's also going to respect them. So the conscious masculine man, let's just say you're on a first date, he might say something like, I don't know, maybe things have gotten like really steamy, there's a lot of chemistry. He might say something like, I really want to kiss you, is that all right? And obviously you can say yes, but if you choose to say no, he is going to respect that, right? He's not going to try and like push for a kiss. He's not going to start begging you. He's not going to make you feel guilty. He's going to be completely fine with your boundary. He's going to respect it. Same thing, a couple of dates in, things might be getting really steamy. There's a lot of sexual chemistry, a lot of tension. He walks you home and then says, do you mind if I come in? Again, that's completely okay. He's just seeing where you're at. Again, you can welcome him in. Maybe you're not ready and you say, actually, I don't feel comfortable with that. I just want to get to know you a little bit more first. And he'll go, okay, that's completely fine, right? He will respect the boundary. He's not going to keep going, oh, come on, we're having such a good time just for a little bit. Oh, come on, please. I know you want me to come in. He's not going to try and convince you otherwise. He's going to respect where you're at. This is the conscious masculine man, right? And the reason I'm bringing up these two examples, I feel like it's very common. It's exactly what my friend and I were speaking about yesterday. Other men will try and convince you. They'll keep pushing the boundary and then turn into the energy that I was speaking about before, where it's like desperate and needy and they're like begging you and it's just not attractive. The thing here is where I see women going wrong is that they... like when he's like testing to see where you're at, there's actually nothing wrong with him wanting to kiss you. There's nothing wrong with a man wanting to come into your apartment after a date. There's nothing wrong with him wanting to have sex with you. But a lot of women go, oh my God, I can't believe he wanted to kiss me, or I can't believe he wanted to come in and have sex. Like, again, absolutely nothing wrong with that. As long as when he expressed that desire and you set the boundary, he respected it. That's what counts. That's what matters. The last thing I want to share, the conscious masculine man, he is confident in himself. He is confident in who he is, right? A queen, a woman showing up in queen energy wants to be met with king energy. This guy, he doesn't think that you're above him. He's not going to pedestal you. And to be honest, I feel like this is where I've been in a few of my previous relationships where they like can't fault you. And I mean, sometimes it is nice. It's nice at the beginning. It's the same as the nice guy thing. It'll be nice at the beginning because you feel so worshipped, right? He like looks up to you and worships you. But the thing is, he's never going to be able to lead, right? This man, he's not going to be able to lead you because he feels like he's below you, right? The only man that can lead a queen is a king. So this guy, this conscious masculine man, he's confident in himself. He is confident in himself, and so he's confident to lead you. He has the ability to take you new places and to places that you can't take yourself. Now, so many women make excuses like, oh, maybe he's just shy. I think he's just nervous. He's been hurt by women in the past. And yeah, like that might be true. And it's actually really kind and beautiful of you to be able to recognize that. Like, this isn't his truth, right? He's not like, he wasn't born shy and nervous. That's not who he is. He needs to work on himself, but that's his job, right? It's not your problem. It's nice that you can see his potential, but it's not your job to get him there. So you want a man who's confident and really a man that's on your level, right? And knows that he's on your level. He's not pedestaling you. He's not questioning whether he's good enough for you. I've also had this in the past, a guy say like, I just feel like you deserve so much better. And I'm not going to be like convincing him why he deserves me. Like, no, I feel like what we have is amazing. This guy was like, I feel like you deserve more. I'm like, okay, bye. Again, a queen wants to be met by a king. And it's only this man who's embodied in this king energy that's going to be able to lead you. A man who is confident in himself and who knows that he's worthy of you, that he deserves you. This is the only man that's going to be able to give you what you want because he's not intimidated by you. No man can make you feel safe while also being scared of you. Amazing. So there's probably more that I could share, but I feel like those are the key points and some things to look out for now when you are dating. Now that you know all of this, you'll be able to spot this like in the first couple of dates. And I honestly think that this is the difference between the women who are loving their love lives and the women who are complaining about their love lives. Women who love their love lives are looking out for these things, right? They're aware of it. They know what they want. Women who are complaining about their love lives, they're not being met by this and they're continuing to see these men and entertain these men regardless. Now you know it's going to begin to change things for you. But a reminder, it takes more than this. I can't just give you a little checklist to take out into the dating world to change things for you. It has to also start from within. So working on yourself internally, the inner child wounding, working on self-love, on self-worth, creating a new identity, creating new narratives, that is where it really counts. And it's those deeper layers that we're going to be addressing inside the spark. So again, I'm going to put a show link in the show notes. If you do have any questions, you're unsure, it's for you. You can send me an email, hello@astymurray.com. I look forward to connecting with you guys and I look forward to holding you in this next round. It is going to be so life-changing. I'm so excited. That is it. I will see you next week. Thank you for tuning into another episode. Questions, comments, feedback, or if you want to get in touch and inquire about working with me, please contact me at hello@astymurray.com. If you're not yet, go give me a follow on Instagram. You can find me at asty.marie, and you know the drill. If you've been listening for a little while and you've been enjoying these episodes, please go and give me a review on iTunes. Love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Mwah.